Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's time now for EB's entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax. Here's the read in case you need it, Ricky.
That
song by Chevelle is so good.
Send the Pain Below. It's fantastic.
So good.
Do they have any other hits?
Yeah, they had a couple other ones, but not as big as this one.
All right, Cakes, the entertainment page brought to you by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, who now is in charge of like all the BMW dealerships all over.
Big seller.
He has no interest in charging you interest. It's 2.99% on most X-Series models. I've got the X5. I love it for a limited time only. My buddy just bought the i7. He loves it. You want to use vehicle? They got it all. Just go to BMWFairfax.com. Check it out. When you get there, mention me. Promise they'll treat you like a rock star. They would anyway. All right, we're going to lead off. Remember Drab introduced us because we know some things, but we don't know every viral trend, and we didn't know about the TikTok guy, Keith Lee, who's this food critic, does a similar thing that JP's daughter does. He goes around, and I guess he travels the country, though, and he tries different cuisines, and I guess he's trying to promote small businesses, kind of similar to Portnoy does with pizza at this point. I guess he's being heavily criticized because, you know, he doesn't want to really talk bad about restaurants because it can really sink them.
Mm-hmm.
I give him credit. And I guess apparently part of his deal is he doesn't drink. He's a teetotaler, Cakes.
All right.
Just like all of the Junks who are teetotalers.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I don't touch the stuff. It's poison.
And he said basically that overall he was only going to review a few restaurants because He didn't want to sink the businesses, and he says all their restaurants are geared directly towards alcohol, and he doesn't drink.
Okay.
He says if you don't drink, it seems like it's slim pickings. So he's kind of taking a shot at DC.
Okay,
and you know, doesn't bother me. I don't care what you say. But Drabby and all of the people, Drabby's now doing a 180 on him. He's jocking him. Now you hate him.
I appreciate what Keith Lee's doing by not sinking these businesses, but it's frustrating because we blew it. We had this opportunity. D.C. always sucked. We always say, oh, we're this great food city. We put ourselves up there with New York and Vegas, and this is our shot for the rest of the world to be invited in on our cuisine here, and we dropped the ball. There's no other way to say that. He just went up to Baltimore and is raving about Baltimore food.
Well, but I don't know that he went to, like, didn't...
I know.
He just went to small...
But that's what he does. He doesn't go to fancy restaurants. He goes to takeout places. He goes to carryout places.
Think that we have incredible takeout here?
I don't know. I mean,
I never thought that.
We just say the food scene. We always talk about the food scene. I mean, yeah, we're known for some of our Michelin star restaurants.
Right.
But people are... I saw over the weekend saying people will soon realize this, that Baltimore has way better food than D.C., and he went to a mumbo sauce Chinese takeout place.
Mumbo.
Which I saw he was criticized for because he wasn't supporting black-owned businesses, and he went to...
Why that one wasn't?
Well, it was like a hole-in-the-wall...
It was Asian.
Asian place. And I don't know, but that's part of D.C., what we're known for.
Sure.
Did he go to Ben's Chili Bowl?
No, he, I don't, no, no. He,
that's too popular?
He went to that place where it's like bring your own bag, food truck, and they dump a bunch of food on there. But this is the most important thing. Truck. And he says it in the audio here. He went to 12 restaurants. He only posted reviews for like two or three of them because the food was so bad, I think.
Yeah.
Me and my family are still in the DMV, and there's a few things I want to talk about. So let's talk about it. I know we only posted about 3 spots from Washington, but we went to about 12, and we made a decision as a family and as a team, and also a personal decision to not post most of them. So out of those 12, I probably only got like 1 or 2 more that I'm gonna post. And the reason for that, a lot of those videos, in my opinion, aren't constructive at all. And before the narrative start, I'm gonna show a few clips of the places that we did go to. And again, I don't think they're constructive. So for privacy of the restaurants that we went to, I'm not gonna say what restaurant it is. I'm gonna just show you a little bit of our personal experience. It's the whiting with the sweet potatoes and mac and cheese. Unfortunately, I won't be trying any of it. As always, I ain't trying to be rude. I'm just be honest. The smell of this, insane. This perforated the whole car immediately. So much so that my family went back in and asked if they fried it in the same grease that they did the shellfish. And come to find out, they do. And it smelled like it. It smells like shellfish. It smells like frozen fish. It smells like fish. It smells almost unedible, in my opinion.
I'm sorry, the guy's voice tilts me.
I know. He's so monotone.
He's so monotone.
He's talking a million miles an hour.
And he's so soft spoken. I mean, I can maybe see why he has a niche because, you know, like guys are unique, but.
It's unique for sure.
Okay. God bless him.
I mean.
You should see some of the, he posts some pictures of different things that he's gotten from the carryout or takeout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks so gross.
It looks really bad.
Oh, dude, it looks like vomit on a plate.
Now, I'm going to say this, maybe you'll think this is reprehensible, but I find most takeout awful.
Poopy.
I like food in the restaurant. I don't like it when you bring it home.
When you go to the counter.
Deliver it. Like, you Uber Eats. My kids, they all do that. You Uber Eat it. Comes there 45 minutes after they made it or whatever. No, not
Generally,
sized.
Generally, I agree with you,
but sometimes
you can find hidden gems. Sometimes you can stumble upon something. I'll give you a quick example. Somebody told me, you got to try this Asian spot inside the Exxon. On Georgia Avenue in Olney. Mm-hmm. And I raised an eyebrow and I said, well, that just sounds horrible. Mm-hmm. But I tried it and it's actually very good.
Mm.
Now, I'm not saying every spot inside of a gas station or a hole in the wall are all very good. Mm-hmm. But this one, I really like it. My family likes it.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
good.
Like,
I guess I should define the difference between carry out and delivery. I don't like delivered food, or I don't like if my wife goes out and gets food
and
comes home 40 minutes later. Like, yeah. I don't want that cold. Like, I don't get sized.
I get it. It's you want it straight from the kitchen to your table.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
I'm with
Hot
you on that.
Hot and silly.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But Baltimore is dunking all over the D.C. food scene today, saying we've been telling you guys this for a year. All D.C. is known for is brunch and getting people drunk so they don't know how bland the food is. And Keith Lee, I mean, like it or not, he's the hit maker. And
Keith Lee, I know, had a Jerry curl and played guard for the Memphis State Tigers, like back in the 80s.
Well, he played center.
Honestly,
but
way different.
When you said Keith Lee, that's what I was thinking about, too.
Yeah, center, I forgot the position.
Definitely wasn't a guard.
But you know who I'm talking about.
I know. Well, does that basketball player have 16 million followers on TikTok?
No. I don't even know if he's still alive.
He's probably dead. I think he's alive.
I have no clue.
He doesn't have 16 million.
I know. It's hard for me to take that dude seriously. That voice is so tilting. It's so long. It's soft-spoken. He's obviously a sweet guy. He's doing a nice thing.
Let me guess. He's making millions.
Well, if you have 16 million followers.
Sure, yeah. Of course
he's
he
making millions of dollars.
He'll never have to work the rest of his life.
He goes.
Yeah.
You have that kind of following. Your
just
impact
hooks people.
Is unbelievable.
But not those 10 restaurants.
Go watch the video where he posts some of these images.
I've seen some of the clips.
But, I mean, if you get food from a food truck, I mean... But those things are so nasty.
They're not a food truck. He's going to a lot of restaurants.
Okay, one was a food truck.
One was a food truck.
Food trucks are nasty. Listen, I liked it too when I'm starving. That's the kind of thing you get when you're starving.
I know. People are criticizing the places he went, but he went to that, was a Korean place in Fairfax?
Yeah.
Which Korean place?
When they called it the Chipotle of Korean food. Where he had this bowl. Yeah.
So he liked it?
Yeah, it was very fresh.
He did like that one.
Is it a mom and pop or is it a chain?
No, it's
mom and pop.
Yeah,
I think my friends own that.
Were you here? We just reviewed it. We played all the audio.
Yeah, you didn't say that.
because I wasn't processing.
You weren't listening.
I wasn't boring. Processing.
Keith Lee was boring you.
Well, it's hard to. I can't even understand what he's saying.
Can you play his clip again?
Well, he speeds it up.
Yeah,
he edits it. He's editing that.
About 45 minutes. When they went back to go get the food, they saw her preparing it. No gloves, no washing hands, grabbing money, grabbing strawberries, grabbing fruity pebbles, and putting it on top of her food.
Fruity pebbles?
What are you putting fruity pebbles on?
So maybe, that makes me laugh.
Ice cream.
So okay.
He's monotone, but he throws in those zings.
That was pretty funny. Made me laugh.
Yeah. All right. Well, Drab seems a little tribal here, where he really wants to. He wants Washington food to stand out. Do you feel like Valdez has scoreboard over you on this or something?
Yeah. It's not personal about Baltimore. I just feel like we let him. We dropped the ball. I mean, we had a big star in town, and we dropped the ball.
Well,
we
don't pick where he goes. He picks where he goes.
Oh, I know. But people recommended places.
I think he got spammed by business owners and things like that, and he went to the wrong places. But he's one of the. He's trending right now in the United States, and it's all about how the D.C. food is.
Right.
No, that's fine.
You're gonna be okay.
Millions of people come here.
Life goes on.
I'm not even from here. There's a lot of people take pride in the food.
You
in
should
DC.
Care about the Seattle Washington food scene, not the Washington D.C.
The only thing I know about the D.C. food scene, and I've lived here for 51 of my 54 years, is mumbo sauce. Okay, whatever. And Ben's Chili Bowl, but overrated.
Yeah, what else are we known
Ben's
for?
Ben's Chili Bowl looks like the buns look like they're like the cheapest buns from Giant. They're like the cheapest.
Yeah, but half smokes are kind of silly, especially if you've had a beer, like at a baseball game.
I like cheese and chili as much as anybody.
Did he go to Ben's Chili Bowl?
I've got the list if you want to know.
You got the list of the places he went?
You don't have to
say which one he liked or didn't.
Okonomi Asian Grill, which we talked about. The Flavor Hive Food Truck, which is in Alexandria.
I mean, it's a food truck.
Has gyros.
Oh, I like gyros. And
that's
so good.
That's the bring your own Doritos bag. You fill it up.
He went to Dukem Ethiopian restaurant.
Not interested.
Ooh, I've never had Ethiopian food. Probably never will.
I've had it one time. It was good, but whatever.
The Hong Kong Delight carryout.
Man.
If you want fried rice and mumbo sauce with that. A place called Smize and Dream. It's a pop-up ice cream shop. That's all.
What's
I see.
A pop-up ice cream shop mean?
Don't know.
So it's just like some temporary thing?
And he also checked out, this is in Baltimore, Rooted Rotisserie. Pop-up ice cream. He tried vanilla lemon berries and shortbread.
He's
pushing around?
Like a glorified cart, probably.
Yeah.
You know, like
Mr. Softy or something. Yeah, Mr. Softy truck.
I don't know.
Temporary.
I don't know. I'm not disappointed.
Our buddy Nick Turner says, we live in one of the most expensive cities in the world, known for its high-end food, not SE carryout. Of course, Baltimore is known for carryout. If you have $15 in your wallet, you can get a good meal.
So just class warfare.
Yeah, I mean, it's carryout. Whatever.
Sorry. Yeah, but you can't be surprised if you have a bad meal in carryout.
He's not going to places that are on like the Zagat survey or Zagat list or the Michelin.
His whole deal is carryout, though, right?
I know, but carryout can't be good quality food.
Rarely.
Coin flip.
Rarely. I mean, you get some Chinese carryout, but it's kind of all the same.
You go to a deli.
I'm jaded.
The place I go to, I like. But it's not just a carryout. I mean, there's a restaurant.
I just don't like delivery. Be honest with you.
Yeah, but you're telling me there's not mom and pop restaurants that you don't go to that you love?
Yeah, Continental. Yeah.
I mean, you rave about Norbeck's grilled chicken.
No, not their grilled chicken. No,
whatever. They got silly tendies.
No, it's a salmon.
Okay, salmon, like
you got a silly palate or
there's
something.
There's sea bass. I don't just get... I never order chicken. Chicken is for
children. Is that boring? Yeah. Is chicken boring?
Yeah, you get tendies.
I don't get that. I don't get chicken.
That's a nice restaurant with EB. And he's ordered a grilled cheese.
I get chicken parm. I get chicken parm.
Yeah, I'm not a big Italian guy. I'm not a big parm guy.
Oh, chicken parm is so good.
I love a chicken parm.
It's fine. So good. It's on top of my list. I like salmon, sea bass.
Right, you like fish. Okay.
I like steak, a New York strip more than I like a prime rib. I don't get chicken.
I usually don't get chicken unless
it's
chicken
parm. If I get chicken, I'm just going to get fried chicken.
Oh, I get grilled chicken on salads.
Holy.
I would rather have fish. I'd rather have tuna on my salad.
The Roadhouse chicken salad at Open Road Distillery is a 10.
Yeah, the chicken's probably dry.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it probably is.
I would challenge you.
Because it's breast, and breast is always dry.
I would challenge you. It's not.
Put on some silly ahi tuna. Now I'm
it's got that, too. I'm just saying chicken. His chicken is good.
He's a chicken guy. He's Wade Boggs.
By the way, tonight, Los Toast for Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday's big.
Taco Tuesday. Who's having tacos tonight?
I think we're having Taco Tuesday.
I
got two. Let's do it. All four of us, Taco Tuesday.
In the last 3 or 4 weeks, I rediscovered, are they advertisers? A popular taco place.
All right.
You mean fast food?
Yeah.
The Bell?
Maybe.
Ding, 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 ding.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're the worst tacos ever.
Oh,
they're
I disagree.
So bad.
I like them.
But I get them just because I'm in a hurry. They have a new one. I just get the three crunchy tacos.
No, but they have a new one called like their Cantina style. Superior.
Right. Listen, I'm just going to give you my review. Kent, this is E.B. Lee.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you talk like him, too, while you give your review?
I don't know if I can.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. I can't lock in. Multitask.
These tacos, the crunchy tacos, they are some trash. There's not too much beef in there, and the lettuce falls out, and the cheese is old. And it cost me $9 for three
families. Mind our business. We also
tacos.
Went to a lot of places that were recommended. Yeah. That's one thing that I really want to make clear in this video.
Yeah. These tacos, everyone raves about Kevin McCarthy raves about them, but they're not that good.
It's
$9 now for three tacos.
That is true.
And no drink. I couldn't believe it.
Let yourself a chalupa next time.
No drink for $9? You better get a drink.
No drink.
You better get a big-ass Diet Pepsi.
Poopy tacos.
Chicken soft tacos, legit money.
That's my order. Two chicken
mild,
soft tacos,
mild sauce.
Nachos.
Try the Cantina style next time. Maybe limited run.
Maybe I'll do
They're
that.
They're really good.
Anyway, we did one story on EP. Sorry.
It's okay. That was more entertaining.
We come back. We will talk with Chelsea Janes, national baseball writer for The Washington Post next.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.